coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your unprecedented couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, May 21st, 2018.
And this is episode 238. What's going on, everyone?
Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Valentine Cast.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Thank you for listening. Starting a little late tonight. I had to work until 9. So thank you for your patience, Valentavern. Speaking of the Valentavern, who do we have with us today?
JK.
What's up, JK?
In the house, and Shazno. Here. Along with Diddy.
Oh, hey. What's up, Diddy?
I know.
I was thinking about them today.
Were you?
I was.
That's so sweet.
I absolutely was thinking about Diddy and them.
Oh, hopefully it was in a nice way and not like a creepy way.
It was not in a creepy way.
That's good.
It was actually kind of funny as I was putting, I was like, I wonder how much shit he's going to give me today for putting my clear ice in my bourbon today.
That's nice.
But it is hot.
A lot of people give you shit. Electrical shit. Skateboard.
What's going on, electrical skateboard?
Oh, can't remember the name. Electrical skateboard's blind.
Don't look at me.
Oh,
my mind is like all over the place right now.
And this is a new person. I love the name. I am Crazy Chicken.
What's going on? I am Crazy Chicken.
I just had to laugh. That's awesome. I don't know who you are. And I don't know if you'll stay the whole time, but I just love that you came in and brightened my podcast night with your name.
Yeah, I appreciate
Thanks,
that.
Thanks, Crazy Chicken.
Yeah, definitely.
So, thank you. And for those of y'all who are listening after the show, thank you for your ears.
Yep. I'm just going to go ahead and go out. I'm deeply saddened.
Bye.
Zabi Moo Hogan aren't here.
Zabi,
it started already.
No, it has not.
Yes, it has.
Y'all, he's kidding.
It started already.
See, don't you make them feel bad for living?
All right, so
for living their best life.
So I know, right? So all right, so let's talk about episode 237. You know what?
Oh, you're gonna take a retrospective.
Yeah. So I want to talk about episode 237. Episode 237 was almost on point of the solo episode that I did back in September,
mm-hmm.
when, you know, the tribute to Mom.
Right.
Towards the end of the episode, if you didn't listen, I kind of got a little emotional,
mm-hmm.
towards the end. It kind of started off with, you know, you're not alone, you know, how the world can be, how the world just try to mess you up and stuff. And then before I get into that, I do want to apologize to you. I want to apologize to the listeners. I also want to apologize to, if he listens, to Sadat and his family.
That would be hilarious.
For calling him a name, which... I think at that point I realized that, you know, that was a little bit of the bourbon talking.
Oh yeah.
You know,
I definitely knew it.
And that usually is not my MO, mm-hmm. Unless it's like in secret with Renee and I only. But
you don't even do that in secret.
But I know. I said that's like if I'm talking to you and I'm like, talking about somebody baby,
yes,
and the baby ugly,
and you call
and hey, I say
ugly baby,
and I say Renee baby ugly, but I won't say that to the person.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
I won't say it out loud. I won't say it to anybody else. That's just a conversation that we have together as a couple.
I mean, I think most couples have those kind of conversations.
Right.
I mean, y'all significant others, Y'all know y'all say stuff to each other that would never pass your lips.
Right, right.
Elsewhere.
So I say that only to say I apologize that I showed my ass on that for a little bit. For me, going back and listening.
Was it cringeworthy?
It was cringeworthy because I even messaged you and was like, oh my God. I was almost like, I should probably pull the show.
Oh yeah, you did say that.
I was seriously considering pulling the show because of it. Because I was like, oh my God, that was so bad. But then there were other conversations that were being had, which actually, I got texts, I got messages, I got, you know, people had reached out to me.
Aww, that's sweet.
About towards the end when we were talking about how we're not alone, that we're all in this together and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And that really, you know, touched me. That one, it encouraged me, one, that my comments didn't get that washed out all the other comments. I guess I don't know, but
you had bad comments.
No, not comments. I mean, I'm talking about the stuff I said.
You
know what I'm saying? That wasn't the focus. That wasn't the focus.
You had good things to say.
So I just want to tell everybody thank you for reaching out to me. I think I may have scared my sister. I love you, Renee. No, my sister Renee. I hope I didn't scare you, because she sent me a text. She was like, you know, I just finished watching the show. Are you okay? You know, that's how I read it. That's probably not how she meant it.
Yeah.
You know, she's probably like, are you okay? You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't want anyone thinking I'm out here like going to go jump off a Second Street bridge or something like that. You know, like goodbye, cruel world. You know.
Yeah.
But. Anyway, so thanks everyone for reaching out.
That was very nice of everyone.
It was much, much, much amazing love and everything else. And I really, you know, am thankful for our people that listen to us and are here with us and everything else. So, so last week, I sold one of my bottles of bourbon, because, you know, I just sold it because I was tired of my lawnmower.
Right.
You know, I got the electrical lawnmower, and our grass has been growing great because I've been taking care of it, and having an electrical mower sometimes, well, battery operated. So it has the Ryobi 40 volt. I ended up having to buy another gas mower. So.
Sorry, electric. You didn't cut it.
Right. Exactly. You did not cut it. You know, so I ended up getting a nice little Honda rear-wheel drive push mower that's really nice to mow the lawn. And it helps out a lot because, like I said, we take care of our grass and it grows great.
It grows great, which means it grows fast.
Right.
So, I mean, if you wanted to just devastate it and reseed over it in a slower growing grass, you would think that would be something they would manufacture.
I want Jeremy's grass. Because German grass grows slow. Unless it's in the shade. I don't care.
It's a little patchy.
I don't care at this
and
point.
And not like uniform green like ours.
Right, right. Anyway. Eh. So anyway, I got new more. Like I said, it's a Honda. It's the twin blade.
Honda.
So it's absolutely great. And Shaznos, thanks so much for the auto hosting the show, man. I really appreciate it. Oh, I gotta make sure I keep my language clean now.
You gotta do it.
I gotta do it. I can do this.
You can. I believe in you.
I believe in me. You're my rock. Oh, and did you see who I Am Crazy Chicken is?
Yes, that's his wife.
I know. She's awesome. She's awesome.
Well, yes.
Oh, Shazno and I, we actually talked offline out of Twitch.
Did y'all talk about your wives?
No, we were talking about other stuff. Got some other stuff we got going. And JK, I wish you did live closer, man, so we could, you know, hug. Maybe I'll pat your butt like Deadpool does Colossus.
That was pretty funny.
He did it in the first Deadpool also. So
not a spoiler.
So it's not a spoiler. That's what I said also.
Even if it wasn't.
But that's just a Deadpool thing.
Yes, that's Deadpool. So, you expect him to grab some ass somewhere right along the way.
So on Thursday, I had our city council meeting. A lot of people may or may not know, or you may not remember. I am on the city council of Coldstream, and we're very busy right now.
You
know,
y'all.
I know. We worked together and got our first newsletter together. I'm trying to get a quote on that right now to get it printed, tabbed, and folded so we can get it ready for mailing out. Because we got some ordinances that we put in for people that have rentals and stuff like that. Also, Friday morning, Liquor World, you know, I'm drinking one of their barrel selections right here. They had a bourbon release on Friday morning. Mm-hmm. So after after the city council meeting, I came home, hung out with Renee. Renee was getting ready to go to bed. And I said, I'm going to go hang out with the guys at Liquor World while they're all camping out.
Right.
Now I've said, I'm not camping out. I'm coming back home. And
when did you? I don't think
I got home at, it was about 1:30.
I was knocked out.
Yeah, you were knocked out. I got back home about 1:30. So I went and hung out with them, just sitting out in front of Liquor World, just chit-chatting and joking and sharing bottles and stuff. And typically when, and it's like 2 miles from my house, typically when they have a bourbon release, I typically go by Chick-fil-A for everyone that morning. You know, so I put in my catering order at Chick-fil-A for some chicken minis. I was specifically told, don't get the bagels because we couldn't get anyone to take the bagels. I was like, okay, we can skip the bagels.
Yes,
then.
No bagels.
No bagels.
But everybody loves God chicken.
So got the chicken minis that morning, took them over there, and everybody enjoyed them. And I came back home after we dropped the kids off. Mm-hmm. And you took some chicken minis to work, didn't you?
Yes.
How'd that go? You never told me.
It went okay. I put them in the break room, where they were devoured instantly. But I don't think my team is like, I think they're more bagel donut type people.
They're probably like, you got this from Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is
horrible. Well, my boss doesn't like Chick-fil-A.
He doesn't?
No.
What's wrong with him?
I don't know. He said their chicken tastes weird.
Okay.
So.
Whatever. A Ron. And then Friday came about. Friday was an extremely busy day. We had our AC looked at. They came in.
I don't remember that, but all right.
No, you weren't here. You weren't here. All right. So the AC people came in to maintenance our AC. That took him like an hour and a half. I was supposed to meet up with Verizon for a lunch. I had to postpone that because the AC guy was late because he had some other stuff going on. So I had to cancel my Verizon lunch. Then the OPC guy came to do his treatment around the house. There was a lot of people in the house. And it was funny because the AC guy was like, when they come to my house, I know them. I know most of them.
Mm-hmm.
They come in. I come back to the back and I just work. They walk in and out of my house, do whatever they need to do. I don't bother them. I'm not going to ask them questions.
They could rob us blind and we wouldn't
They probably
know.
Could. But they are bonded. But anyway, he was like, thank you so much for not bothering me. Well, he didn't say bother, but that's what he meant. He was like, thank you for letting me work. You know.
I guess people don't.
Yeah, because
my dad would.
Oh, my God. Your dad would ask so many questions. Yes. And then it'll go from like 2 hours to 9 hours.
Because he thinks people are interesting.
Yeah.
So he talks to people. But what he doesn't realize when people want to work.
Yeah.
They don't want to talk all the time.
Indeed. Indeed. And so, that was Friday. And the good part was Saturday and Sunday, I did not have to work at the store or at my main job. So we got up Saturday morning. I went and got the girls Chick-fil-A. I don't think we ate. I think we just had coffee. And Renee was, I was like, we were sitting up front and Renee was like, what do you want to do? I was like, what you want to do? And she was like, I don't know. I was like, do you want to play God of War? She was like, I do want to play God of War. And so Renee sat down to play God of War.
Yes.
And then 15 hours later,
I was done. I stopped to give the girls lunch and to put them to bed.
Yeah, you did do lunch and you put them to bed. That is right.
Other than that,
I was on duty.
God of War.
I was on duty. Everything else was me.
Yeah.
And so Renee got to play God of War for a good amount of time.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Like I told Jay, I haven't done that in like 4 years.
Yeah. So that was good. It was cool watching her and everything. And then I went to like another bottle share, and I was supposed to take my boy Timmy. But I messed up because they go to Saturday church, and I texted him. I said, I'm being lazy. I don't know if I'm going to go, but come over and hang out or give me a call or something like that. And I think at some point I told him I would let him know. And then after that, I told him to reach out to me. So they went to church. And so I was sitting here waiting, you know, and I was like, dang, they must have got the Holy Ghost or something up in church, man. They're still up. They're taking a while. I was like, you know, they must go to a black church or something like that. They in there for a while. And so I was just like, you know what? I'm not going to text him because I don't want to bother him while he's in church. And so I just ended up leaving and said, well, when he texts me, I'll tell him where I am, you know, but he never texted me. And so I sent him a text. He likes doing the text. It's like, you could be here, but you're out doing dumb shit. He'll do a text like that. You could be hanging with me, but you're out there doing dumb shit, which, you know, I kind of don't like that.
Right. Yeah. I got it.
But the joke was, so I did it to him and I took a picture. Everybody was there. I was like, you could be here, but you out doing dumb shit. He was like, dude, I'm waiting on you. I was like, what? He was like, dude, you told me you were caught. And you know me, I felt extremely bad.
I know you did.
You know, then so I went back and looked at the text, and we figured it out. And I didn't say anything until I talked to him. And, you know, I owned my part. And then I told him, I was like, well, if you kind of look at the text, I kind of told you to reach out to me, you know? He was like, yeah, I did see that too. But he wasn't going to say anything.
Right.
Which is fine. So we got it all worked out and everything. It was just a little communication breakdown.
Right,
that's all it was. And, you know, and then so you want to talk about God of War?
Yeah.
All right.
So I have been playing in bits and pieces. I haven't really been able to dig in a lot. So I was like, you know what? Saturday's my day. Excuse me. See, always happens. But
that's because we were talking about that.
Yes.
Why do you yawn when you read?
I yawn when I read because
people yawn when they read.
I breathe
out loud
because you're breathing in and out, and your body needs more oxygen because you're using, you know, so much reading. You're not retaining it, especially if you go from not talking to all of a sudden talking a lot, and then your body's like, whoa, oxygen level up. Now, this is me guessing. I don't know if this is scientific proof or not, but that's just me.
Yeah.
But God of War is fun, and it's unexpected. It's my favorite game since Tomb Raider. And if I didn't have such a sentimental value for Tomb Raider, it would have beaten Tomb Raider, probably.
All right.
But there's some sentimentality. Is that a word?
Sentimental value.
Sentimental value.
Right.
To Lara. So, old Kratos is cool. Boy.
Dad of War.
I love
boy.
That compilation of
boy.
Him saying boy.
Boy.
There's one where he was like,
come here, boy.
Boy. like, you are trying my patience, boy.
Boy.
It's nuanced. Boy. And I'll tell you one thing. This is a spoiler. But I like that you're not on one big epic quest to save the world. You know how in games you're always like, you gotta save humanity and fight this big dude that's destroying the entire world and stuff. But this game's not like that. There's a simple reason for the things you do.
All right.
And it has surprised me, and it's good. And I still suck at games. Don't get me wrong. That's why easy mode's turned on. I'll be the first to tell you I suck at games, but I love playing them.
Yeah, you do a great job at playing them. I think so.
Well, I don't get stuck, but I do need to finish the main storyline because there's a lot to do in that game. So if you do it, it's easy to get bogged down by side quests and collections and all that stuff. But I'm really enjoying it, so I'll get to play when I, you know, who knows, maybe a couple weeks or so.
Right. And then also, we did see Deadpool on Sunday.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Kim, for watching the girls. Oh my God. Deadpool is so great,
Deadpool's
guys.
Deadpool's amazing. This is a no spoiler thing, but it's so cool. It's so good. It's better than the first one.
Yeah.
Which, if you can say a sequel is better than the first one, that's saying a lot. Because I love the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And Ryan Reynolds, darn him, his delivery is so amazing.
Yeah.
But I figured it out. He's only funny when he has Deadpool face or Deadpool costume. He wasn't as funny when he had regular face.
Or avocado face?
No, just like non-messed up face.
Oh, okay.
But that was me. But
I
then
don't know. I don't know. It was. I thought it was great.
It was fun. We had a little.
We never laughed.
Mid-afternoon date.
Yeah, we laughed so much.
We haven't laughed that hard at a Marvel movie yet.
Well, the Deadpool.
Not even the first one.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I agree. That's the one that we laughed the most at.
There's some moments like they went there.
Yeah.
I was like, well, all right, y'all went there.
There's so much stuff where they just, you know, give a nod to and just so hilarious. I'm not gonna call them Easter eggs.
Please don't call them Easter eggs or something.
I don't want people to rip me one for calling it Easter egg.
Yes, apparently if you say Easter eggs and it's not really Easter egg, they'll let you know.
Yep. And then also Jane the Virgin. Apparently they put out a new episode on Netflix. Woo! And Renee was absolutely excited.
I love that show. They jumped a bit of a shark a couple seasons ago, but I like it. It's such a telenovela. Like, everything's over the top, but it's supposed to be. So it's really good. And plus, she's really, really, really cute.
And Renee says that she is her, she reminds you of yourself.
Yes. She likes lists. But
right.
She likes it more so than I am. She's more organized than I am, but.
Right.
And plus, she's so incredibly cute.
Oh, yeah.
You would have liked a couple episodes ago.
Yeah.
She was dressed in the S&M type outfit with the whip and long high ponytail and everything.
You didn't get me a screenshot?
Did I get you a screenshot?
Or take a picture?
Did I take a picture? I'm sure I could find one for you on the internet.
I probably could find one too. And then also, this weekend, there was the royal wedding.
It was. Black chick married a prince.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Biracial chick married a prince.
Right.
Can you imagine? Okay, so do you know how they met?
No.
They were set up on a blind date with a mutual friend.
Oh, that's cool.
Can you imagine? You say, hey, it's a blind date. Here's a prince. I mean, but.
Wait a minute. Hold on. What about, hey, here's a blind date. This is a beautiful, beautiful actress.
There are lots of beautiful actresses.
I think it's more so. I think in the end, he married up.
So does she.
Whatever.
He's the cute prince, and they don't have, and they're not. I mean, I've told people before, but Kate and William are like bland oatmeal. They're just like so boring.
Well,
their kids have more personality.
Well, you gotta understand, William's just like his daddy, though.
I know, and I know they have a. I mean, they're the future king and whatever her title is gonna be. So, of course, you know they have to keep the British kind of thing. But Meghan and Harry get to be a little bit more open. I love the wedding. They mix the old with the new.
Yeah.
It's the first. I think it's. I don't think I watched the last wedding.
I didn't.
But it's truly significant mm-hmm. that a person like her is in the British royal family. I mean, they had a black woman in the royal family marriage photo. It was great.
Her mama?
Yes.
But yeah, so
and her.
But
she doesn't call herself black. So.
So here's the funny part.
What's funny?
It's just funny, you know, black people were happy that it wasn't the black side of the family that was showing their butts.
I don't know if he's really showing his butt.
Well, it wasn't necessary, but like even her half siblings and cousins and stuff like that were throwing shade.
They were throwing a little bit of shade.
So, and the funny part, but that was funny. But then the funniest part was when somebody put in a comment was like, the way at black weddings, the way you get your family, your close family from showing their asses at the wedding, you invite as many distant cousins and coworkers to your to your wedding because
I had never heard of that.
Because they won't show out in front of company. There's too many people that don't. Because you only show out when it's like family.
But so as far as the reaction from black folk on my feed, they were either all in.
Right.
Or they were like, why y'all care about these people
that enslaved us?
Well, I didn't quite hear that, but like why are you worried about them? They just trying to distract you from the real issue and all. So it was that kind of thing.
So
I'm like, the wedding was pretty. Her dress was gorgeous. Can we people have nice things?
And I think that the, you know, shows like The Crown and Downton Abbey.
Definitely.
Those shows kind of sparked the interest even more for folks. I mean, it's just something that's, you know, something that's interesting. And I don't know. I mean, and I think it's a big thing where, you know, Meghan wasn't, I mean, she wasn't of royal line, of quote royal line, well not quote, but she wasn't of royalty line.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. I mean, she, you know, single parent home, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, her mom raised her by herself.
Well, she spent time with her dad. She did spend a lot of time with her dad.
Okay. She did?
Yeah. I mean, it said, from what I heard, is that she spent time with both her mom and her dad. Close to her dad, too. But, yeah, but it was weird. I had this feeling of sadness while I was watching it. I have no idea why. But I told Jay she can either use this opportunity or she could squander it.
Yeah.
Because a lot of eyes are on her and she could say a lot of things. I mean, she's been outspoken before, so I don't know what she'll be like now. But...
anyway.
Some people got married. Yay for them.
Yay.
Yar.
For them. Alright, okay. So I'm going to do right now, babe. I'm going to flip over here.
Yeah.
I'm going to check some email to see if we got any email.
You know, do you know what I should do?
What?
I should do some questions.
What questions you want to do?
The would you rather questions.
Oh, that's right here. Would you rather. Here we go. You need a link? I got the link.
No, I got it. I got it.
I got the link.
I got it.
I got the link.
I got it.
Sent it to you.
But,
boom. Sent it to you.
I just told
you. All right. Would you rather?
Okay. I'm going to take this one. I'm going to alter it a bit. Can I do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather have the ability to read other people's mind? Or the ability to see into someone else's future. You can see other people's, but not yours.
Would I rather...
Have the ability to read other people's minds, or the ability to see other people's futures?
I would rather see other people's future.
Why that?
Because I feel that the thoughts of people and their minds would probably drive me freaking nuts. Because
you have the ability. You don't have. They don't. It's not constantly there.
No.
That's what I'm going with.
Because
it's not constantly there.
Because I feel I want to think that people I believe are genuine, right? But we all go through, reading minds is really weird in my mind, okay? Because even in my mind, when I tell someone that I'm cool with something and I'm okay with it, there's still like a small little battle in my mind. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that small battle is where the good part where I'm saying I'm cool with it wins. You know what I'm saying? But it still happens that, because I wouldn't want to doubt someone when they say they're okay with something. But then as I'm reading their mind, I hear them going back and forth, and then I'm like, oh man, they're not 100% okay with it. But when they say okay, they are. But I'm there when they're having that debate within their mind, or the reasons that they may not want to do something, because it'll be like, well, I don't know if I want him to come to my house. He may, you know, eat all my food in my refrigerator. Then I'll be like, where the hell did that come from? Because you know how I am.
But you would have a hard time not doing it, even though you don't necessarily have to read their mind, but you would do it. Like you would not be able to not do it. You would give in, wouldn't you?
But I don't want to read their mind.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why I don't want to choose that.
Is there any moment you might want to read someone's mind?
No, not really. Unless it's a life or death situation where they're going to... I'm like...
You could get really rich doing it.
How?
I'm trying to think of...
Casino, if they can look at their cars, I guess? I mean...
Oh, yeah. You can know if someone's bluffing or not.
Sure, but...
Jay's like, nah.
Nah, I'd rather... I don't know, man. Shoot.
I'd be like...
Now that I'm thinking about it.
I would, like, make a show. I could guess whatever number you're thinking of.
I don't know, man. Now I'm thinking about it again. You know, sometimes I don't know. Because it would be hard for me to tell someone their future if it's, like, bad. But I'd probably go with the future thing, though.
I think I would go with the future as well. Just because I want to... Because, honestly, I'm nosy. And so, the fact that I can know what anybody is going to do, you know, in the future... And they probably have to be alive. Like,
yeah, because it's like, man... It's like, if I was reading somebody's mind, I don't even know if I'd be able to keep my job.
You could, like, see what Beyonce is going to do, like, in a year. You know? Yeah. You'd be like, And then you can do it yourself. Or you can buy stock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See? You can... That's a good way to get rich. And no one can say anything if you bought it, like, early. Boom! So I picked that one. Boom.
Okay.
Do you have one for me?
Would you rather lie to your parents or lie to your best friend?
This is interesting because the one parent I have left, or
sure.
Parent.
If that's the case, I know what the damn answer is going to be.
Okay. Like, if my mom was still alive.
If my dad.
If my mom was still alive.
It'll be best friend. It would be best friend if your mom was still alive.
Yeah.
I know that.
The idea of lying to anybody is kind of, yeah.
I know that.
If mom was alive, I'd rather lie to my best friend if she's dead as she is now.
Did you say as dead as she is now? Oh my God, babe. Oh God.
Let me have my moments.
I love you.
Love you too. All right.
Oh babe. You are absolutely amazing. I love you for who you are.
Oh, thanks.
I really do. Because I know, you know, I love you.
And this is off topic, but as I was passing by the doorway,
right,
before we started the show. I thought those were chocolate chip cookies, and I was very excited.
So, for folks that didn't...
Oh, my God. I was like, oh, my God. I got the cookies.
So, for folks that didn't, that weren't here before the show, the nice restaurant across the store, the executive chef brought over some pulled duck type appetizer on some type toast thing. Tonight was his night of experimenting for this weekend. So he brought some samples over. And so I brought Renee two of them. And she said, what she's saying is she thought when she saw the container on her thing, she thought I had brought a chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah, because it was like a really quick buy, and I saw brown, and I thought maybe they were like laying like this. I saw I saw the little dark thing. I thought it was the chocolate chip. It was the strawberry stuff.
That's awesome, baby. I'm going to bring you chocolate chips tomorrow.
No.
Chocolate
chip cookies tomorrow. I'm really doing better about losing weight, so.
And you're doing great, babe. You're doing great.
Yeah.
So, if you guys want to reach out to us, you can do so at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can see our blog at ValentineCast. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast. That's where we do our updates of when the show will be starting, like we did tonight, letting you know that we're going to start at 9:30. The Facebook page. The Facebook page is what, Renee?
Facebook.com/ValentineCast. Video of this and previous episodes can be seen at YouTube.com/ValentineCast. If you want to tweet Jay, you can do so at The Cowboy. That's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow. I'm on there, even though I don't use it much. I'm on there.
Yeah, just mention us because then we'll see you. So, Valentavern, thank you so much for being here. JK, Shazno Stream, I Am Crazy Chicken, Diddy, Tell You Dilla, we said what's up. We really need to get up with you guys. Electrical Skateboard and Tondagosa. See you creeping in there at the end. So, not at the end, but at some point. You guys have a great week. I'm pretty sure we're having a show next Monday. We're going to be traveling back from...
Pretty sure. If we're not, we'll let you all know.
Yeah.
We're like a little tired.
Yeah, just check out the Twitter feed.
Because it's going to be...
There's a chance we may not have a show on the 28th, but we will on the 4th. The 4th for sure, but we're not quite sure on the 28th. My son is graduating high school.
What?
Yeah. It's been interesting. All right. I'm proud of him.
Yes. I am proud of him for graduating for sure.
Yeah. So anyway, you guys have a great week. Enjoy people in America. Enjoy your Memorial Day. Folks in Canada, I hope you had a great day today. I can't remember what your actual holiday was. I don't think it's Memorial Day, but I'm glad y'all had a good holiday today. But anyway, we'll see you guys next week, hopefully. If not, June 4th. Keep your eyes on the Twitter feed. Love you guys.
Bye, everybody.
Peace.
Boops.
I had on my good shirt today, babe. My good shirt today.